Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Sukkah, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Tes. Again, in this Mishnah, we continue to explain something that we learned earlier. We learned that the mitzvah of Nisuch Hamayim, of pouring the water, is Noheges Bechol Shivas Yimei Achag, throughout the 7 days. Now the Mishnah is going to explain how it was done. First, the Mishnah will tell us how it was done during the week, and then the Mishnah will tell us how it was done during Shabbos. Nisuch Hamayim Ketzon. How was this mitzvah of pouring the water in the Beis Hamikdash performed? The Tanna begins by describing the drawing of the water. Tzlaicha Shel Zav. It was like a large, kind of a bottle that would hold 3 lugim of water. Machzekes shloishes lugim. How much is a lug? A lug is the amount of 6 eggs. So gimel lugim would be the amount of 13 eggs. Try to picture how much liquid would go into an egg in that space. Okay, so they took this tzlaiches, it was a clay sharis made out of gold, that would measure 3 lugim, and hayamimale min hashilayach. And every single day, before the Amayda Shachar, they would fill it up with fresh spring water from a mayan, from a spring that was near Yerushalayim called the Shiloach. Now, after they filled up the water, they returned to the Beis Hamikdash. Higiu l'shar mayim. The Kehanim and the people returned from the wellspring, and the Bedavka came to one of the gateways, one of the Sha'arim, on the south side of the Azara, on the south, near the west side. That's called the Shar Hamayim. As a matter of fact, that's why it was called the Shar Hamayim, because that's where they brought the mayim in for Nisuch Hamayim B'chag. Taku v'riu v'taku, the Kehanim would blow a tkia, that's the long blast, the trua, the little dots, and then the tkia. And again, that was to add simcha. Like it says, Shafta mayim b'sasei, mimayne ha-yeshua. All of a kevish, the kind that was zaycha in the Avaida for Nisuch Hamayim through the special gairel, you may remember that from Masechtas Yuma, he went up with the tzloiches of water onto the ramp of the Mizbeach. The ramp was on the south side of the Mizbeach. The face of the Kohen, as he was ascending, as he went up, was to the north. That meant that to his right was east. That's where the major opening was to the Azara. And to his left was Mariv. That's where the opening was to the Hechel. Now, Ipana Lismoiloi. When the Kohen reached the top of the ramp near the Mizbeach, right away he turned to his left, and he went along the west side of the Mizbeach. That's because the Nesachim are poured on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Vayikra zok de Mishnah. Shnei sefalim shel kesef hayisham. There were 2 silver bowls there. Rabbi Yehuda says they weren't made of silver, rather shel sidhaya, they were of plaster. Ela shehem shcharin peneim b'nei hayayin. But their surfaces were darkened from wine. Now these bowls were connected. On the southwest side of the Mizbeach, you had like these 2 kelim. They were connected to the Mizbeach. That's how Tosis explains it. And in here we would pour the Nesachim. One of these bowls was singled out for wine, and the other one for water. The pouring of the wine and the pouring of the water were done simultaneously at the same time, like we'll see later in the Mishnah. Now, we learned in the Mishnah that Tanakama holds they were made out of silver, and Rabbi Yehuda said that they were made out of plaster. He argues, he says these little bowls on top that were connected that you poured the water into, from there it went into the Mizbeach. It wasn't made out of silver. It was made out of plaster. It looked like silver. There was so much wine being poured that it kind of got a blackish tinge. And because silver looks more blackish than the plaster, so people thought that it was made out of silver. Either way, the Mishnah continues to explain. Umani kavin, each bowl had a hole, kimin shnei chaitam and dakin, like a thin nostril. Now the Kohen would pour the wine and the oil into the opening of the bowl, and it would pour through these, what the Mishnah calls noses, through this hole on the roof of the Mizbeach, and in the Mizbeach there was a hole for the wine and the water, and from there it would go deep, deep down into the earth. But these 2 holes were not the same size. Echad m'uba, one was like thicker, a larger hole, ve'echadak, and one was literally thinner, it means a narrower hole. Water and wine both pour, but water flows more freely than wine. The Kayan would pour 3 lug of water and 3 lug of wine, and they have to be poured simultaneously at the same time. We also wanted them to drain out of the bowl. It should be finished from the bowl at the same time. But how do you do that if the water is going to go faster than the wine? And the answer is, the hole was a larger hole. Which one had a larger hole? The one for the wine. The larger hole would give a chance for the wine to catch up with the water. Tosfos holds the word m'uba doesn't refer to the hole. It means that the bottom of the bowl was thicker. The base of the water bowl was thicker, so it took a little bit longer for the water to come through. And that's how it evened out. That's how the wine was able to catch up. Either way, the point was they should both finish at the same time. Echad m'uba ve'echad dak, k'dei shu shneim kolin bevas'achas, they should both finish, coming out at the same time. As we explained, kolin comes from the lashon of vayichulu, to finish off. Now these bowls were next to each other. Maravi, the one on the west, shalmayim, that was the one for the water. Mizrahi, the one east of it, shalyayim, that was the one for the wine. Zakta mishnavayta, what happens if he mixed it up? Eira shalmayim letech shalyayim, he poured from the water jug into the bowl of wine, v'shalyayim, and from the wine jug, letech shalmayim, into the bowl of water. So yatsi is yatsa. But the avid is yatsa, even though obviously they're not going to finish at the same time now. Even worse, the water that normally goes faster is going to go even faster. Or the wine that normally goes slow is going to go even slower. Because he poured the wine into the narrow hole and the water into the big hole. But lemaisa, that's not ma'akud b'diyah, but it doesn't hold back the mitzvah. Now Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Tanakhama with two things. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm in number one, baloi kaya menasach. Tanakhama says that the shear of nesach hamayim was three loig. Rabbi Yehuda says it was just one loig. Rabbi Yehuda holds it was a loch l'mayshem esinai, it was only one loig. The second thing is that the Tanakhama says Nisach HaMayim was for 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda says Kol Shemayna all 8 days. Rabbi Yehuda holds even on Shmini Hatzeres, they poured the water. The siman that is given is that the Tanakhama holds more water, less days. Rabbi Yehuda holds less water, more days. The Tanakhama says three loig, but not Shmini Hatzeres, only 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda says one loig, but for all 8 days. The halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Nesach HaMayim was three log, and it was for 7 days. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, v'lo menasech oimrim loy. Those people standing on the floor of the Azara, they would say to the kohen who went up on the Mizbeach to perform the mitzvah of Nesach HaMayim, they would say to him, Hagbe yadecha, when you pour the water, pick up your hands high. We want to see this clearly, that you're pouring the way you're supposed to, from the tzlichus into the bowl. Shepamachas has once happened, nisach echad al gabe raglav. One kohen didn't pour into the bowl. He poured it over his feet. That kohen was a tzedaki. Instead of pouring the water into its proper place, he poured it over his feet. Urgemu kal umbe esregeyan. And everyone pelted him with their esregeyan. And ever since that story, they would ask the kohen to lift his hands. They wanted to clearly see him pouring the water the way he's supposed to. Now, why would the tzedaki not want to pour it the way he's supposed to? Because the tzedakim, who didn't believe in Torah Shabbat, didn't agree that there was such a Kabbalah. They didn't believe in the Halacha L'maisha Mesinai. Now, why did he have to pour it on his feet for? Who would want water on their feet? And the answer is, says the Ritva, he did it bedafka to be mevaza the mitzvah. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us that they pelted him with their esrogim? L'may nafkim, you know what they pelted him with? Well, the Gemara Masechtas Yuma explains. This is to teach us that the Nisach HaMayim was in the morning when the people were holding their Esregim. It did not take place during the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim, rather by the Tamid Shel Shacha. The Ritva says, why did they throw their Esregim at him? What about the covet of the mitzvah? He explains that sometimes this is the covet of the mitzvah to show that we believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, and you can't get away with this in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah asked how Nisach HaMayim is done, and the Mishnah answered, they would fill up these gold sleiches, these like beautiful bottles that held three logim, and they would go out to the Shaloyach, which was a wellspring, a well that was near Yerushalayim, and they came through the Shar HaMayim, and when they reached near the Shar HaMayim, you would hear the sound of Atkia, Trua, and Atkia, and the kohen went up the ramp, and over there were two silver bowls that were connected to the Mizbeach. Tanakhama says they were silver. Rabbi Yehuda says they were made out of plaster. It just looked a little bit like silver because it was darkened from the wine. We explained each had a hole like a thin nostril. One was wider and the other narrower. That was to make sure that they drained the same time because the wine and the water were poured at the same time. And you had the same amount of wine and water, but the water goes quicker. So this way the water was slowed down a little bit The two bowls were one next to each other. The one on the west side was for the water. The one toward the east was for the wine. And if the kain mixed it up, l'maisa, you're still yaitza. We said that Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with the Tanna Kamma on two things. He says not three log, but one, and not 7 days, but 8 days. Remember what we said? According to the Tanna Kamma, more water, less days. According to Rabbi Yehuda, more days, less water. We paskin like the Tanna Kamma. We also explained that to the pourer, they would say, the one who was pouring it, they would say to the kain, raise your hand. You want to see what's happening. You want to make sure that you're pouring it into the bowl, because someone once poured it over his feet. And all the people pelted him with their esrogim, because he was a tzedaki. He was not mekabel the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim.